This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
I'm Danielle from Hertfordshire, and I'm nearly 10 months sober now. I was probably what you'd call a grey area drinker. I didn't drink all the time, but when I did, I didn't really have an off switch, and it just left me feeling low energy, low motivation, and just not really an optimal version of myself. I joined the OTI community after listening to the awesome Over the Influence podcast for quite a few months. And I've never looked back. There's Zoom calls every week on different days. You actually get to see Shaz and Ben, which is so exciting, and make that kind of community a reality and really come to life. I would highly, highly recommend joining the Over the Influence community. It was the game changer for me to feel connected in sobriety.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to Over the Influence. It is our first episode of 2022. So happy, happy New Year. If you are listening for the first time, and there's every chance you might be, because we have had a flurry of activity on the website. We have had a stack of messages to the inbox on our email address and as well across our socials. So many people are tuning in because, of course, it is dry January. You may be sober curious. You may be alcohol free for quite a while and just need a bit of a helping hand, or you might just be dabbling for the first time. If that is you, welcome to Over the Influence. Before we get into today's episode, just a little introduction as to who we are. My name is Sharon Hartley. I am from Lancashire in the northwest of England. I'm hurtling towards 50. It's horrific. 48 years old. Drank for basically the best part of my adult life. Decided to take a break from drinking in late summer 2018, just to give you a quick idea of my drinking levels. I was a daily drinker, one of those, need a bottle of wine, you know, it's been a hard day at work, let's get the kids to bed. And then weekend, I would ramp it up, so basically drinking 7 days a week, and it wasn't heading in a great direction. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to take a break. And that was 3.5 ridiculous years ago. Didn't think I could do 3.5 days alcohol free, yet here we are on a podcast singing about sobriety with my two fabulous alcohol free friends / co-hosts. I am joined by my fabulous tanned blonde, looking quite handsome today, Freddie, if you don't mind me saying so, co-host Freddie, just today,
who is... Not jabbing there.
He's on
you look
the
right
other
today.
Side of...
You don't look dreadful today, Freddie.
You don't look like
what an intro.
And he's on the other side of the world. Morning, love.
Morning, love. Hello, indeed. My name is Freddie. I'm here in New Zealand, and I am always ready to record another year of Over the Influence. I am so excited to be here. We've got so many massive guests, big news, wonderful, amazing, inspiring stories, and they're all here for you on Over the Influence. But yes, my name is Freddie. I am hurtling towards 40 years old. I'm in the final month of my 30s. I used to be more than a bottle of wine a day drinker. I used to be a bottle of tequila a night drinker. I was very much the go hard or go home, all or nothing drinker who didn't have an off switch. I would happily party until the sun came up and then keep on going. I tried and failed to change my drinking habits 1,000 times, but one day, over 1,000 days ago, I woke up one morning and decided to choose a life less ordinary. I stopped drinking for 90 days, I made it to the year, I made it to 2 years, I joined the one comma club with 1,000 days, and now we've got 3 years on the horizon. But by far the greatest thing to have come out of sobriety, as well as the confidence, the clarity and the motivation is over the influence. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so proud to be your co-host with these two wonderful sober legends. Let's go 2022. It's going to be a good one.
Fantastic. Freddie, thank you so much. So there's me at 3.5 years alcohol free. Freddie is heading towards 3 years. I get really excited now every time we introduce our producer, Ben, because he used to be called Background Ben. Not a problem. That was his choice. We didn't put him there. But when Ben came to work with myself and Freddie, Ben was a drinker. And what happened was very, very organic. And I just want Ben to explain, because it's a really, really important part of Over the Influence.
Yes. Hello. I am Ben. I am 33. I live in Liverpool. And I was Background Ben because I drank. I was a drinker, but I was a moderator. I had a moderation plan when we started this podcast.
I
know, it didn't last very long. Basically, I was going to do 20 in 2020, I called it. So I picked out 20 days in 2020 where I was going to have a drink. The reason being, I had things like weddings in the diary, stag do's that I was going to go on. I thought, I can't possibly do them alcohol-free. So what I'm going to do this year is not give up booze completely, but reduce. Long story short, pandemic hit. And I drank every day, and those 20 days went pretty quickly. And then we realised, oh, this isn't going to be a 2-week lockdown. We're here for, next week, and the week after, and the week after. Those 20 days were scratched off by the end of April. And I thought, right, I felt terrible at the end of the first lockdown. I thought, I can't do this anymore. Decided to give up booze for 3 months, and then got to 3 and thought, this is great, going to give it 6. Got to 6, felt even better. Thought, screw it, I'm going to do 12 months. Got to 12 and thought, you know what? My life is so much better without alcohol. And I am now 18 months alcohol free, which is it's brilliant. Something I never thought I could do. And you know what? Obviously, it's January. I think I tried dry January a couple of times. I think the furthest I ever got was the 6th of January.
It's incredible. It's incredible. It's brilliant. It's really, really exciting. I don't want to speak for you as well, Freddie, but none of us expected to be here, did we, when we all set out removing booze? We thought, oh, we'll be straight back on it in a few weeks' time. Absolutely not. We are here singing about sobriety. It's an absolute ball. This podcast is one of the best things that I do. It is just amazing. We get bombarded with messages, as you can imagine. You can drop us an email anytime, otihq@overtheinfluence.co.uk. Everybody who messages gets a reply. People are sliding into our DMs left, right and centre. And I just wanted to pick up on one message, right? So she's called Jodie. She's based in the UK and she's literally just found us, which is brilliant. And the first episode she heard is the one we released just before New Year. And it was with Richard Piper from Alcohol Change UK and our very own community member, the fabulous Danielle, talking all about Dry January. Now, there's something like 40-odd episodes to go out. Jodie wanted to know, and if we could answer this question, well, I don't know, I think it's impossible, which are the best episodes to go back to in terms of guests? So if you think back to series one...
It's like picking your favourite children.
Series one was just us three. Series two, we then wheel in the guests, unveil the guests, we lift the curtain at OTI, and there is just so many to go at. What on earth would you say to Jodie about where to start in terms of guests? Where to start?
I think this is a really good idea. Before we look ahead to 2022, let's look back into the archives of Over the Influence.
Like dream sequence now, like they're like.
I haven't got dream sequence, but I can play our OCI music instead.
Just as good. Just as good.
Can I talk about the episode that we did with Andy Ramage? Andy Ramage hyphen the legend is what we called that episode, because it was it's back in October 2020 we recorded it, but I think it's perfect for January 2022, because reading Andy's book, we had Andy on the podcast because you guys knew him. I had no idea who he was, I'm not gonna lie, but you were both really excited. Oh my god, Andy Ramage is coming on. And we had a bit of a discussion, is his name Andy Ramage, is his name Andy Ramage, is Ramage, but Ramage sounds
Because I've said to him for many, many years, is it Ramage, as in fromage? Or is it Ramage, if you're from Lancashire? And it's Ramage.
But Andy is, the episode is, I mean, he's just, first of all, like he can say anything, and he says it in the way that he speaks is I know it sounds silly, but the way he speaks is motivational. Like, you listen to the guy say anything, he could just be going, here's the latest electricity bill, and we're going to bump up your fees by 200 quid, and you go, oh my god, I'm so inspired. I don't know why, but he's got that kind of, well, he just speaks in this lovely musical kind of just driving way that makes you go, yes, I could do it, I could do anything. But after the episode, he talks a lot about kind of, we talked to Andy about starting out, and Andy, he wrote a book called Let's Do This, which, if you haven't read it, it's one of my all-time, forget Quitlet books, all-time favorite books for me. Like, I'm into personal development anyway, but I think that the lesson of that I took away from, there's a lot of lessons in Let's Do This, but the one that I took away from Let's Do This really applies to January, because how many people have got a million things that they want to do this year? 2022 is going to be the year that I give up alcohol, that I finally lose that stone that's been on since I was 19 years old. It's going to be the year that I do this and do that and achieve this and go there and da 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 da. And then you get to the end of the first week in January and your head's just fried. And you go, oh, God, I'm going to do this and this and this. And you go, I'm going to give all of it up. It's too much. I can't do it. And you very quickly go back to your old ways. What Andy talks about is, have your goals, but do your goals one at a time. So right now, it's January. And you're obviously, if you're not alcohol-free already, you're sober curious because you're here and you're listening to us. You want to lose weight? Fantastic. You want to get that promotion? Go for it. You want to start that hobby that you used to do as a kid and you loved, and you haven't done it for years, but you're a bit scared of trying it. Do all those things in 2022, but do them one at a time. One goal at a time. Because let's say that the most important one to you right now is reducing or removing alcohol. Get that one nailed. And the further you get into it, the easier it becomes. The hardest bit is the beginning. The absolute hardest bit of removing alcohol from your life is the start. It just gets better and better and better the more you go. Focus on that bit for now, because what Andy talks about is how if you do one thing at a time and you do it consistently, that then becomes a habit. You don't have to think about it then anymore, because once something starts to become a habit, once it's in your routine, once you've consistently done that thing and you've achieved that thing over and over and over again, then suddenly you're doing it and it's just part of who you are. I am now alcohol free. I don't think about, I mean, yes, okay, look, honestly, I do get a few moments, a few pangs every now and then, but that's all they are. Fleeting moments where I go, oh, I'd like that drink. Actually, no, I don't, because I'm alcohol free. If you achieve that first, then move on to your next goal and then make that a habit and get that one done. And then once that's a habit, move on to the next one and do that one. One thing at a time. Of course, it's an alcohol free podcast. We're going to say, make the first one, removing booze. But yeah, that episode for me, it really just kind of, it was the episode that then led me to buying the book that really changed my perspective on how I achieve anything, actually, not just being alcohol free.
Yeah, I've got the book upstairs, and hands up, I've yet to read it, which is really, really bad. And you've made me want to go and pick it up again, because I love Andy. And like you say, I just love listening to him. He has got that voice where you can just go, yes, yes, I can achieve anything. What do I sign? Whatever you say.
It is.
Talking of voices, do you remember when we had Craig Beck on? Right in the early days. Oh, God, I can't think how far back it was. But Craig's written a couple of books, Alcohol Lied to Me, and I think Alcohol Lied to Me Again. And he's the Stop Drinking Expert online.
The Stop Drinking Expert, Craig Beck.
Brilliant. But when he talks, and his Christmas message, I was like, yes, Craig. It was just great. He's just got this resonance to his voice. And it just reminds me what you said there about Andy Ramage. Fantastic. Absolutely brilliant stuff. And talking of doing one thing at a time and removing alcohol, Ben, which sort of opens up the doors to every other aspect of life in ways that, hands down, swear to God, are quite unimaginable, to be honest, when you start out on this alcohol-free journey. There's so many guests that I want to mention that we've had on the pod, but I know one of your favourites as well was Paul Locke, the artist. Just absolutely flipping mind-blowing. You know, drank and drank and drank and drank and caned it for years and then stopped drinking. And then, ta-da, he's now like a world-famous artist and his work is breathtaking. But it comes back to something Claire Pooley said in another episode, another amazing guest. I'm dropping all these names here, by the way. Of course, Claire being a close personal friend of Over the Influence and author of the Sober Diaries and the Authenticity Project. Claire talks about when you remove alcohol, it almost reverts you back to the person you were before you started drinking. So we didn't drink as children, obviously. We didn't drink in early teens. Later on, it starts in later life. And then Claire talked about finding her love of writing again. Paul talks about finding his love of being an artist and having the balls to actually try it. And then person irresponsible, you know, the crazy person irresponsible on the podcast who stopped drinking and thought, I know what I'll do. I'll walk across America. And it just uncovers this courage and this bravery to try absolutely anything. And they're just a couple of examples of people to me that on the podcast just personify the potential that is, it's there within you anyway. It's already there, but it's just like unlocking it by removing this one thing. And it gets me so excited. I want to go back and listen to them all myself, to be honest. Again.
I love that, Shazza. I think a number of those stories, so people like Paul Locke, like Claire, like Person Irresponsible, when you remove alcohol, you could become that person that you were always meant to be. And the way that it was explained to me, this whole going alcohol-free thing, it's like an equation. And for all of us, it's a slightly different equation. And part of this journey as such, the alcohol-free journey, is that we have to work out the equations for all of us. But when you do crack that code, when you solve the equation, that's when you do start to get all the rewards, like discovering that, oh, actually, I'm a world-famous artist, or actually, I'm a world-famous author, or I can walk across America. And okay, not everyone can be a world-famous artist or author, but I believe that everyone does have talents, passions, interests, things that make them special. And when you solve that alcohol puzzle and go on this sober journey, that's when you start leveling up and getting those rewards that life gives you. And it's such an amazing, and we see it in our community every day. And it's such a wonderful thing to see that, you know, also the cloud leaves people and they get that clarity and that confidence. And they think, right, now is my time to start becoming that person that I'm destined to become.
The thing that's the maddest thing about the Paul Locke episode, the artist, is that Paul didn't even know that he could paint before he gave up booze. Tell me if I'm wrong, but didn't he, because when you give up alcohol, you're not in the pub on a Friday night, you're not hungover on a Saturday morning, you get your time back, you get loads of time back, the hours in the day expand, it's mad. And obviously they do, because you're not lying in bed going, oh, I'm never going to drink again. You're actually up and out there and doing stuff. But didn't Paul do some, just as a hobby, some weekend classes?
Yeah, he just had took all this time on classes. And I think it might have been his daughter that he painted, possibly, as his first piece. And I still follow his social media after his chat with us. And he's done Prince and Madonna and George Michael, and they are just breathtaking. He's done this portrait of his wife, and it's incredible. I mean, the guy has a gift, yet it was just hidden for so many years because of the booze. It's like lifting the lid on who you are and the possibilities. And I've seen it with you two. You know, we've been doing this now for, it feels like 18 years.
I think it's about... I don't think that's a compliment, Freddie.
I don't think it is. But it's been brilliant. And watching the things that you begin to achieve and doing things that you might never have thought possible, it's really, really exciting. And that's the one thing that I love about this podcast. It's not like, oh, You're giving up booze and, oh my God, life's shit. Oh my God, you're removing one thing. You're removing one thing and giving yourself the biggest chance at everything you've ever wanted to do. It's not easy, because if it was easy, everybody would give up alcohol, because it just makes a lot of people bloody miserable. But once you have found your way of how to get through it and of how to come those tricky moments, the stuff that it uncovers and the laughter and the fun and the adventure and the excitement. It is something else. One person, sorry, I'm going to shut up in a minute. Another guy on the pod.
I thought we were choosing one episode each that we really liked.
I'm choosing 17.
You've gone through the whole back catalogue.
I've gone through everybody. Because I keep thinking, oh yeah, him and oh yeah, her. Nick Cosser, the dancing weatherman from the States. He was, I think he was approaching, was it 3 years, Freddie? Maybe 3 or 4 years alcohol-free when he spoke to us. That man is a ball of human sunshine. If ever there was an advert for sobriety just being fun and full of laughter and full of... He's just... That episode to me really, really put a smile on my face. And yeah, the embodiment of sober sunshine. Just absolutely fantastic. I'll stop now because I am going through the entire back catalogue of Over the Influence. It's because it's so bloody good, that's why.
I will just say, after the Paul Locke episode, where he obviously said when he got sober, he discovered this amazing and very lucrative artistic talent. Did anybody else do the whole like ka-ching? And that's what I did. I took myself into a quiet room, licked my pencil, and I thought, right, Freddie, let's see. Time for the sober magic. And I started to draw. And after being hunched over my desk, furiously scribbling away for a couple of hours, I lifted up the paper and it was absolute shit. And it looked like a 3-year-old had drawn it. And I thought, Freddie, the sober magic has deserted you once again.
But you know what, Freddie? So what you say about not everyone can be a world famous author, not everyone can be a world famous artist. Like when I was a kid, I'd read the library. In my primary school, I read everything, every single book in that library. And then I didn't read for years and years and years. I've gone sober now, nearly 18 months, and I love reading again. And it's only a simple little thing, but I'd lost reading. I'd lost reading to the pub.
It's not just a simple thing, though. It's actually a massive thing. I think it's a joy that you used to really enjoy, a really simple pleasure. And to have that removed because of booze is crazy. I used to be the same, Ben. Honestly, I used to love reading Stephen King and horror, and then stop reading. And then when I did try and read it, I'd only ever get through like one chapter and then nod off drunk into the book and have to reread and reread. And when I came to stopping drinking, when I really meant it, you know, this is the time it was going to work. When I started to read all the Quitlet that we've talked about in previous episodes, it was like, this is brilliant. And I too, like you, discovered the joy of reading a book again. And it's a simple pleasures. It really is. And I didn't fall asleep. And I didn't have to reread anything. And I learned so much because there's so much good Quitlet out there. There's also a really good book called Starting at Zero by Freddie M. Bennett.
Yes,
I know. Oh, I think I've heard of this one.
Freddie, twice.
Thank you very much, Shazza. And yeah, that's what happens when you stop drinking, isn't it? You start doing all these things. And yeah, I forgot about that last year. Yeah, published a book. It became a bestseller. And a big thank you to everyone that's bought it and enjoyed it. And yeah, copies are still available on Amazon and wherever books are sold.
Makes a really great coaster.
Come into a charity shop near you.
it's a fabulous read. Fabulous read. And I think, sorry, Freddie, the content's wonderful. My favourite thing is that you have an author name now. You are not, you're no longer Freddie Bennett. You are Freddie M. Bennett.
It does give you that extra degree of sort of sophistication, does it? That extra initial.
Yeah. So, yeah, Shaz, I wanted just to double check there. Have you listed out every single episode of Over the Influence now? Or have you missed a couple before I can start doing
You've got some left.
Actually, no, sorry, before you continue, Del. Del's just brilliant.
Oh, yeah, Del's sorry.
He is brilliant, but I really thought you were going to pass the mic over to Freddie then.
No, you do I'm your absolutely bit. Not.
No, Delroy Taylor, the winner. Yeah.
Yeah, featured twice on the podcast. And just one more. I'm sorry, just one more. Dee McCulloch. Dean McCulloch, another human ball of sober sunshine. Right, I'll stop. If you've got a problem with me just loving every episode, I shall stop here. They're all brilliant, but they are just some of the highlights from me. And I cannot wait to get this year underway, because it's going to be an absolute treat coming in your ears. I'll stop now. Freddie, back to you. Soz.
That's right. Well, producer Ben, I have done my homework, sir, and you asked for one episode, and that is what I have done.
Was it literally just one? Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, you open the mic, you don't know what happens, but it's
exactly.
It's fine. It's fine. So what the listener doesn't know is I've actually edited out 200 name mentions from Shazza. We've been on this recording for the last 4.5 hours.
and then
all right, carry on, crack on.
But no, you're right, there have been so many wonderful episodes. Thankfully Shazza's mentioned all of them, so I don't have to go over old ground. But one that she didn't mention that has always stayed in my mind is the episode that we did with Benjamin Owen. And yes. Benjamin, or let's call him Ben, let's just not get it confused, but he's one of the UK's leading mindset and transformation coaches, and there are so many pearls of wisdom in there, because I think, you know, the whole, I'm not going to go off on a rant about the whole like life coaching thing, don't worry, but I think, yeah, let's say it's an industry where there are coaches of varying quality, and I'm a huge fan of coaches, and there are some great coaches out there, and Benjamin is definitely in that category. And one thing that he spoke about that really resonates me is the hero's journey. And when I heard about this, so many different things fell into place. And the hero's journey is a concept that was created by a writer called Joseph Campbell. And Ben talks about this a lot. I'm pulling it back because what usually happens, because, you know, we talk about sobriety being a journey, and we always laugh about that. And how it used to be, or how I used to think it was, I'm going to try and stop drinking, and I've failed. I'm a failure. I'm a terrible person, and I'm going to go and feel sorry for myself and drink for a while, and then I'm going to pick myself up, and I'm going to try again, and I'm going to fail again, and just keep on this negative cycle. And all, so many of us have been on that cycle and in that journey. But what Joseph Campbell and what Benjamin Owen talks about is the hero's journey. And actually, this is a set process of journey. And this is a set process of discovery. And actually, once you start looking into it, so many Hollywood films and books and journeys are based on this. So if you think about Star Wars, Harry Potter, Die Hard, Home Alone, all of these stories, and there's many others out here, Beauty and the Beast is another one, when you have a hero or a heroine that goes on this journey. And to cover off a couple of the steps in there, The Hobbit is another one. You have the hero, and this is you, dear listener, in their ordinary world where you're going to be struggling and drinking and feeling sorry for yourself, or you're trapped in this ordinary world and you're thinking to yourself, surely there's something better out there. I thought I was destined for something better, but I'm kind of trapped in there. And here you can think about, you know, Cinderella being another one, trapped at home with the ugly stepsisters, probably making her do shots of tequila as well when she was saying, oh, I just want to be sober for a bit. And the ugly stepsisters are saying, no, do another shot. And they're trapped in this ordinary world. But then they get this call to adventure. And this, someone comes out of the blue and they say, you're destined for more. Come on this adventure. And then they say, they refuse the call. They say, no, I'm not strong enough. I'm not skilled enough. I'm not ready. I can't do all these things. Other examples being around, you know, Dances with Wolves or Avatar, where they say, come into this new world, but I can't do it. And then they meet a guide. Over the influence, and then they meet these guides. You know, it could be like Yoda, it could be the dude off Harry Potter. I've never seen Harry Potter.
Dumbledore. You know, or, Dumbledore.
Yeah, Dumbledore. Yeah, yeah. It could be.
You've
it
never
could
seen
be
this, Harry this Potter.
Side note. Sorry, I'm outraged. No, I'm a millennial. Oh wow!
I've never seen it either, Freddie.
What? Right.
Too busy
still
watching
group
Dirty Dancing.
Exactly. I'm being intelligent here. Don't if you interrupt me, I'm gonna lose it.
sorry, okay. Dumbledore. Yes.
Yeah, they meet the mentor, they meet the guides, they meet this mythical expert called Sharon Hartley. And all, this might be. And this mentor, sorry, it's okay, Shazza. This mentor takes them on the journey into this brave new world. And in this brave new world, they have faced tests, they have battles, they face ordeals. And then if you think, again, in any kind of like superhero movie, there's a bit in the middle where the hero's almost defeated. They almost fail. The enemies got them on their knees. This could be the Darth Vader. It could be Darth Vodka. It could be whoever. And then they come through this ordeal. They learn. They go forward. And then they take the road back and they have the victory. They blow up the Death Star. They cast the magic spell if they're Harry Potter. They blow up the skyscraper if they're in Die Hard. And then it's the resurrection. And what I'm saying here is that all of us are on this journey, and we all expect this journey to be easy, and we think, oh, it's okay, I've stopped drinking, my life's bloody brilliant, and then it doesn't happen like that and we get disheartened. But please just remember, you are a hero or a heroine on your journey, and the way this story is supposed to go is that you're supposed to meet the monsters, you're supposed to have the ordeals, you're supposed to have those moments when you're on your knees and you believe you're defeated. But that is the moment when you rise like a phoenix from the ashes and you are ultimately victorious. And what Benjamin Owen taught me and taught so many people about this hero's journey is that we can all rise in the end. And just because it's hard doesn't mean that we can't get through it. And you're not alone. You've got your sidekicks. You've got your team of Avengers. You've got your Hogwarts schoolmates, whoever they are. You've got your hobbits out there. I'm just sober hobbits now. But you are not alone in this journey. You have your guides. So call on your guides to help you through the dark moments and you will be victorious. And yeah, so I thought that episode was pretty decent. Benjamin Owen, go check it out.
That was brilliant. I love Benjamin Owen. He is a really, really inspiring chap, Freddie. Fabulous.
He knows his stuff. I've got an announcement of something I'm doing with Benjamin Owen.
That's not been shared, has it?
No, I think it has on the premium pod, yes. Hasn't it? But that will be announced publicly very soon. In fact, probably in January. So stay tuned.
Can we give clues, or are we not even allowed to give clues? It involves sweaty men. There we go. There's a clue.
Sweaty men.
Sweaty and men.
Sweaty men. Sweaty half-naked men.
Perfect. Ben, who else have you really enjoyed on the podcast? I know you was a big fan of the Ramage.
Yeah.
And we've talked about Ben Owen, and we've talked about my 50 favourites.
Yeah, well, actually, I'd like to remind you that you did do your homework for this episode, but you obviously forgot, because the one person that you really, really, really wanted to mention was the episode with Stuart Cook. You haven't even mentioned his bloody name. And when we were planning this, you talked about him for about...
That's what I talked about, wasn't it?
Here's the next half an hour.
I get sidetracked. Yeah. I get carried away. Stuart's
sober
story.
Sober and fucking enlightened.
Yeah, thank you for saying that.
Yeah, but that's actually what he calls himself on Instagram,
it's a very sweary account.
That's not me being rude, yeah. Stuart Cook, S-A-F-E. Sober and fucking enlightened.
It's... You meet so many people in this alcohol-free community, and you already connect because you've already got something in common. So there's your icebreaker. And we'd never chatted to Stuart before, had we? He'd never done a podcast before, and he was like,
"He's a normal bloke,
just an ordinary fellow,
man with an extraordinary story." Jinx, 1, 2, 3.
It's my favourite. They're my favourite sorts of episodes, along with everything else I've mentioned on this podcast. I love Stuart's story. In fact, we've just had an email tonight from somebody who heard it and just said that she was inspired by his story. She wants to talk to us on the podcast and share a bit about her journey. And I'm like, hold that thought, get back to you. But it just shows you the power of what we're doing by sharing these really, really important stories. Stuart's stories, it kills me because it's just so positive. He came from a really bad place And it's just proof, that if you put the work in and you've got a desire to change your life and to pull yourself out of wherever you are, you can do it. And Stuart's done exactly that. And did you see on his social media this Christmas that he reveals he's having his first baby? He's not having a baby. Sober Circle, his other half, is pregnant. And they got together meeting in Sober Circles. And it is just the most glorious story of recovery, discovering who he is, falling in love. They're sober together and they've created a little sober baby.
They meet on Tinder and they both had the fact that they were sober in their bios?
They did. Yeah, and I feel really rude now because I am so bad at names.
Sammy, fiance. Is his fiance or girlfriend, Sammy?
I don't know. Other half.
Sammy.
Yeah. Other half. Partner. Yeah. Stuart and Sammy. So congratulations,
so what happens
by the way.
When you get sober, your swimmers get swimming and that's when the magic happens. Hint, Ben. Ben, could you do that? That'd be great for the podcast. Would you mind, like, potentially having a baby?
How would that help the podcast?
I don't know. Like, I think it'd just be nice, wouldn't
just
it?
Just be lovely.
Yeah. You had a puppy last year, and I think that was really cute. And I think if we just had a baby, like, just imagine, like, little OTI baby bouncers, and I just think it'd be fun.
He's always thinking about the angle, Freddie, isn't he? You want to sell merch
to
children.
He wants baby merch.
My daddy's sober. Imagine that. Like,
you know what, though, Freddie?
So cute.
You've got a point, because I get really, really hacked off with all the merch there is for young babies, believe it or not. You know, oh, this is my bottle, this is mummy's bottle, and all this sort of stuff. Don't even start me on that.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
No.
There is, yeah.
Yes, mummy. There is.
What?
This is mummy's bottle. This is my bottle.
God, yeah.
No, seriously. Wow. I won't do it now because it'll rile me. It'll get me very angry. Yeah, it's a bag of shit and I hate it.
Mummy drinks gin and all these.
And the reason mummy drinks wine. And honestly.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
Let's be okay. So, Ben, if we pencil that in, so should we say, like, what, September, October for that?
I do actually have some personal news, which I have shared with members of our community. If you subscribe to the Premium podcast, more on that later. That's a tease, isn't it? Hear Ben. God, I am such a narcissist. Subscribe to the Premium podcast so you can hear my news.
I like that.
We do more than that in the Premium podcast. In fact, in today's Premium podcast, guys, I'm going to talk about how the Republic of Ireland have introduced minimum charges for alcohol this week in a bid to improve public health. Very highbrow. Very highbrow.
Thrill a minute, the Premium pod, isn't it?
More on that later. Going back to Stuart. That episode for me, Stuart was a really young man and alcohol affected him. His relationship with alcohol was pretty bad pretty much straight away.
It took a hold so quickly and it took him to a pretty
scary.
Dark place quite quickly as well.
Yeah. And it's, like you said, Shaz, the turnaround is amazing. But in terms of just it was when he was talking about sitting in that room and looking at the wall and suddenly he wanted to live and he wanted to live life to the full. And I just, like, there's some moments that we have on this podcast that are absolutely spine tingling. That was one of them. Who was it we were talking to, kind of similar, ended up in a really bad place, jumped off a motorway bridge and actually got caught by a policeman, didn't know he was standing behind
him. Pete Mears. It was Pete Mears.
Yes, of course. It was the three P's, wasn't it?
That's
three
right. The three principles. I can't even say it. The what?
Yeah.
The three principles.
If you want to know what they are, listen to the Pete Mears episode because it is fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous episode of Over the Influence.
We have to say as well, Sarah Connolly. That was one of those jaw-dropping episodes where we've talked about the orchid theory. And that was, I think there's very few episodes when all three of us are stunned into silence when someone says something so powerful and so insightful. So yeah, you have to get the Sarah Connolly episode on your playlist as well.
Did you both notice that your Christmas gifts were based on Sarah's episode?
Yes, it was fabulous. Thank you so much.
I loved it. Thank you very much, Shazza.
The Orchid and the Dandelion, a book.
There we go.
W. Thomas. Oh, it is the initial thing as well. W. Thomas Boyce.
Well, not the best authors do.
W. Thomas Boyce. apart from he's got a comma and an MD after his, Freddie. I don't know what that
means.
Yeah,
I don't have an MD. I've got a WTF after my name, usually.
D-I-C-K.
You know what, guys? I was actually, right. It's funny you mentioned, I should have mentioned Sarah Connolly earlier on, because I was on BBC Local Radio talking about exactly that episode over Christmas. Yes, I was. Shazza, you are not the only one who's been on the BBC over Christmas, darling.
Bloody get you.
I've been on BBC Coventry in Warwickshire and BBC West Midlands, talking about Over the Influence. And I was talking about Sarah Connolly, and the presenter was asking me, you know, when you got social situations and people start kind of challenging you on why you've decided to not necessarily given up alcohol forever, but why you're taking a break from alcohol. A lot of people start that way. They say, so you can take a few months off and then see how I feel. And I was talking about the Sarah Connolly moment where she was saying about how her, when she decided to give up alcohol, some of her friends would be like, oh, why are you doing that for? You don't have a problem. Oh, I drink more than you. And she said, it was too much for me. I was drinking too much for me. The anxiety for me the next day was growing. And I don't care if the quantity is different to your quantity. That quantity for me was too much. And that's why I've decided to give up alcohol. God, you've literally... You've got so much homework now. And I think, you know, for people who have been with us since the very beginning and listened to every single episode, I hope that this hasn't been kind of, you know, going over old ground. You go, oh, I know that and I've heard that. And I hope it's kind of inspired you to go back and listen again to some of these amazing episodes, because obviously I've been recording since March 2020, but these are all stories and these are people's lives. It's stuff that will literally still be relevant in 10 years' time. Like, that's what I love about podcasts as a genre, is that as long as you keep paying the subscription fee, they're always there and available to listen to. By the way, guys, you owe me £2.50 each for January. but yeah, like, I really hope that this episode has given you, you know, a bit of kind of, oh, yeah, I do really want to listen to that one again. Oh, I forgot about how good that one was. Like, you know, start the year off. It's always good, especially if you've just got through Christmas and New Year alcohol-free. If you're not a newbie and you are someone who's been on this journey for a while, it can be tricky times, Christmas and New Year. You've got through that, but then, you know, set yourself up for the year. Get some OCI in your ears. Loads of it.
Listen 40. To all of... 40 episodes to go out.
Sorry to interrupt. Shazza.
Hello.
You're wrong. You are wrong.
Pardon? It's
there
rare.
There are 40 episodes in... Series 3, the series that never ended. There's actually 61 episodes overall of Over the Influence.
Oh, God, I apologise.
I knew there were more. We decided, didn't we? We did a series of 10, then another series of 10, and then we did series... How
three.
Did it work?
Yeah, we did series 3, but then never it. Stopped.
Series 3 never ended. That was it. We were thinking about doing a 10-part series, and then we went, oh, let's just do this every single week forever instead.
So there's 60 episodes.
61 episodes. This is the 62nd episode of Over the Influence.
Okay, so I was completely wrong. Yeah. And I'm an OTI super fan, so I can only apologise.
There's days of Over the Influence to listen to. Days and days of alcohol-free content to listen to. I've really enjoyed that. I think it's... some of the episodes you guys mentioned, well, I say you guys, you mentioned Shazza, I've forgotten about. so I am going to go back and listen. And I think I'm going to go back and listen to Paul Locke, actually. It's my first one. I'm going to go back and listen to Paul Locke, the artist, because that was just amazing. The fact, it's just an amazing story.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to go back and listen to Andy Ramage. Thank you, Ben.
Ready?
I am going to go back and listen to Dell, because I think yes. Dell was a real turning point for Over the Influence, and because the response that we got from that episode from literally thousands of people around the world was absolutely mind-blowing. I think that's when the three of us realised, wow, this crazy dream that we had around my kitchen table back when Corona was just a beer that we tried to avoid... it really turned into something big. It turned into a movement. It had transformed into a rebellion. This had become something where people mattered, where people felt like they belonged. And that episode with Dell, when he had the bravery to share his story that was sometimes difficult to hear, but so ultimately inspiring and uplifting, I really do think, in many ways, that episode... changed the world of so many people. So that is where I have to begin 2022.
Guys, this episode isn't over because we do have some news.
Go on.
We do.
Right. Last year, we launched the Over the Influence community, and it's great. It's a place for people to connect, to feel like they belong. You know, like-minded people who are all on an alcohol-free journey together, supporting each other, celebrating each other, patting each other on the back, giving each other a kick up the bum when they need it. It's a wonderful place. We love our community members, and we have been trialing something for the last 6 months since we launched the community. You like this podcast, we hope, because you're still listening to it at this point. We do a premium podcast, which is essentially us three talking about even more things to do with alcohol-free life. But rather than us chatting to guests, we're talking more about kind of alcohol-free life and what's happening in our lives, but also what's happening in the world around us to do with booze. What are the things that are hitting the headlines? What are the things that people are talking about? You can now subscribe to our premium podcast. As an Over the Influence listener, you can get even more Over the Influence right now. Right now, guys.
This minute.
Right now. This now. Minute.
Amazing.
If you've not had enough Over the Influence today, if you're halfway through your run, well done you, because it's a long bloody run. If you're halfway through your run and you think, I want more Over the Influence, you can now get more Over the Influence. It's our premium podcast and it comes out on exactly the same day as this. It's available right now. All you got to do is go to overtheinfluence.supercast.com and hit subscribe, and you will get us in your podcast app, the premium podcast in your podcast app, every single week forever. Well, for as long as you subscribe, which you hope is forever.
Double dibs of Over the Influence. What a treat.
Double dibs.
For the new year.
So, Ben, let me get this right.
Is this your advert voice? Yes, Freddie. Ask away.
Let me get this right, Ben. If
there's
I
a car
am
park
loving
at the rear.
Over the Influence,
there's
so
a car
much,
park at
so
the rear.
So people are saying that if you've ever, I'm trying to be serious here.
Sorry.
If you've
sorry.
Ever chuckled along to Over the Influence and thought, this is bloody brilliant, I'm loving this sobriety journey of these three crazy cats. Are you telling me, Ben, that if I went to that website you just mentioned, what's that website again?
Overtheinfluence.supercast.com.
So if I went there right now, I could subscribe to the premium podcast and get that every single week. So like another half an hour of Ben, Shazza and myself making me roll on the floor with sober laughter. That sounds amazing.
Yes, Freddie, you can. Half an hour plus, let's say. Let's say half an hour plus, depending on how inspired we are that week. But yes, Freddie, you can get exactly that. If you're that person who's every week you get to the end of Over the Influence and you think, oh my God, I'm so sad it's all done. I'm so sad that this week's episode is over because I enjoyed it so much. I just want more. You can get more. Go to overtheinfluence.supercast.com and subscribe now.
And there's a car park at the rear.
We need to explain that gag. We need
we
to explain
did.
That gag.
A few episodes ago, we sort of got on to talking about radio adverts, didn't we? And
I don't
ended
know.
Up talking in this voice, and I've got no idea. And you didn't believe me when I said that the commercial radio station I used to work at 25 years ago, it was called Stewart's Leathers, and they sold leather jackets. And it was on like a terrace row of shops on a main street in Preston. And every time on the advert, get your Stewart's Leather jacket for £25. Come in, Saturdays, open till 7. There's a car park at the rear.
I wasn't going to go, but now there's a car park at the rear.
I'm off. I'm going, bye, there's a car park.
I just put the kettle on, screw the kettle. There's a car park there's,
in the rear. This feels like such an open goal in terms of the joke that I can make now. And it's probably quite an obvious joke that, that you can imagine that I'm going to make, but I'm not, because it, as I said, it's my 40th year. A 40-year-old shouldn't be making jokes about parking it in the rear, so I'm not going to be doing
because
that.
I think you made the same joke on the last time we talked about
probably
it, Freddie.
Did.
So we'll
yeah.
just,
probably
we'll
like
just regurgitate that.
Exactly, reuse material. I will say just quickly on a serious note, I did, my bank manager is someone that used to be a heavy drinker. He used to be part of that, you know, that big finance, getting drunk, that work hard, play hard culture, and that he went sober and he's been listening to Over the Influence. And my bank manager called me up the other day and he was really, really angry. He was so upset and annoyed. And I was like, why are you so upset and annoyed? He's like, and he was so, so angry because he couldn't believe how cheap the premium podcast was. And he just said, Freddie, I can't believe it. What are you doing? Freddie, you're going to bankrupt the bank because I can't believe you're practically giving away so much insight, motivation and laughter. I can't believe it's so cheap, Freddie. And he was so angry with me for that. So,
I was dear about listener, to go this whole spiel about, like, Freddie, we must protect people's anonymity. I was about to go into full-on producer mode and be like, actually.
I would never be making this up. But yeah, apparently, allegedly, the bank managers are so upset because this is so cheap.
Anyway, Premium Podcast is available right now. The Premium Podcast is available right now.
Stop that voice, kills me. Once again, we are going off-piste, we're going off-piste. We no longer get
pieced.
yeah. You can play some more
of this. Used to be
pissed,
now we're off-piste.
Something like that. Thank you so much for listening. If this is your first time, take what you will.
God help you.
God help you. We sing about sobriety. We have a laugh. We share stories. We overshare, in Freddie's case, every single week. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening. And as Ben was saying, you can find the Premium Pod. Where can you find that, Ben? And it's the
www.overtheinfluence.supercast.com.
Please say there's a car park at the rear and then we'll just stop.
There's a car park at the rear.
No, it's... There's a car park at the rear.
I'm sorry. No, you do it then. Come on, me. No, you're doing the stupid thing wrong. Stupid, your stupid voice isn't stupid enough.